even before we started looking at this Mars meteorite, we had been analyzing a bunch of other meteorites and also little cosmic dust grains. We'd been analyzing them for something called PAWS, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. This is a form of a kind of organic compound. One of the common ones, perhaps, is what makes up mothballs. That's a polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon that has a strong odor to it. And most of these, in fact, have strong odors. But what do we know about it? They're produced on the Earth from car exhaust and factory activity, human activity. They're produced in old material like coals and oil. They're produced here by the decay of living matter. And that was something that struck our interest, knowing that these things could be produced by living matter decay. So we've been analyzing meteorites for PAWS for several years. So what we did was take this Mars meteorite, and we took a couple chips of it, and we shipped it to our friends at Stanford who actually do the analysis, and we didn't tell them what it was. We called this chip Minnie and this chip Mickey and shipped them out there, and they shipped back the results. And here's what they found, that on those surfaces, like I just showed you, there indeed are PAWS, and they're relatively abundant in the as these things go. These are the main ones. They're benzene rings, carbon compounds, and these are the names of them, and these are the relative abundance. So this was kind of unusual. Here we have organic material in this Mars meteorite. Where did this stuff come from? Well, our choice is contamination from the Earth, because we know that PAWS are around on the Earth, or our choice is perhaps from space. Now, in space, we know that there are PAWS which come from the early solar system and from even the interstellar dust cloud. These are things formed by strictly inorganic processes, and some meteorites have a lot of them, namely the carbonaceous chondrite meteorites have a lot of these things in them, but they're inherited from the early solar system. So we started to compare the PAWS in our Mars meteorite to other kinds of PAWS. And this is the terrestrial soil sample. This, if you go out here in the grass and dig some up and we stick it into our mass spectrometer, this is what you get. Now, remember that previous pattern had four simple peaks. So this is not at all like that. This is a typical sample of the background contamination on the Earth. Some of this is from forest fires. Some of it is from car exhaust. Who knows what the rest of it is from? But it's much more complicated. Now, we also were able to map the PAWS that we found on those surfaces. This is about a 700 micrometer square here. And as the mass spec, which has a laser to desorb or blast off the PAWS, as it operated, it would scan back and forth, and then a computer would make this map. And there are areas here that are high or hot in PAWS, and many of those areas correspond to those low carbonate things that we're curious about. So we noted that not all, but many of them are, in other words, the carbonates are the site of some of the PAW concentrations. Now, I said that other meteorites have PAWs in them, mainly the carbonaceous chondrites, and we've analyzed a lot of those. All these are carbonaceous chondrites. And if you look at these peaks, these kinds of paws and do something called a mass weighted average. In other words, you average these and you give more weight to the heavy ones. This is what you get for all these meteorites, but the Mars meteorite is way up here. It's really quite different from the field in which all the carbonaceous chondrites lie, and this is some of our reasoning. This justifies some of our reasoning that these paws are not from the same source as the carbonaceous chondrites. So to finish up on the organic story, we found organics in the meteorite associated with the carbonates. The organics can be made by earth contamination or early solar system processes, but another possibility is that these paws, are made by the decay of once living matter. And that's the one that we favor because the other lines of evidence also support the idea that there was living matter there. So that's the organic story. It's the first time organics have been identified in Mars samples. And if you remember, Viking didn't find any, but our group, the Stanford group, found these. And we went through very careful contamination control experiments and to show that it was not contamination either from Antarctica or within our laboratories.